The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has once again condemned U.S.-sponsored talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. Senior Hamas official Ismail Radwan described the negotiations as humiliating. Radwan also says the Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas is not authorized to hold talks with Israel on behalf of Palestinian people. This all comes as Abbas prepares to meet again on Tuesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the Red Sea Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. They are to follow up on what they call peace in the Middle East.
Israeli settlers are picking up the work they left off. 13,000 settlement units are to be built once the partial freeze expires. This is according to Israel's Peace Now organization that monitors settlement activities. It says groundwork construction already is complete on 2,000 Israeli housing units in the West Bank, on which building could resume as soon as the moratorium ends. Another 11,000 units have been approved for construction.
Theoretically, they can start build 13,000 units. It's not really the case, but in few weeks they can start with hundreds and maybe up to 2,000 units to start the building. And I'm sure that they are going to make a lot of noise out of that.
Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet is divided over whether to extend or put an end to the moratorium. The Israeli Premier hinted earlier this week that settlement construction might be resumed. But Israeli sources say it is most likely that settlers will continue the building regardless of any decision.
There's no need for a partial freeze. There's no need for a total freeze. There's enough land, enough room for everyone to live peacefully.
But others say that Netanyahu, who has stopped well short of agreeing to a continued freeze, made comments that suggested that he might be willing to compromise on the issue. Construction of settlements is a major sticking point between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, which recently resumed direct talks for the first time since 2008 in Washington. Both will hold the second round of negotiations in Egypt this week.
The Palestinian official position will continue to reject settlement expansion. The consideration of the settlement activities as illegal is not the Palestinian position only. It is the international legal position, and it is the position of international community.
There are over 120 Israeli settlements on occupied Palestinian territories which are illegal under international law. On the 26th of September, Israel's politicians will have to decide whether to continue or to freeze settlement activities in the Palestinian territories. Settlements will remain a major issue, Palestinians say, because even if Israel extends its settlement freeze, theoretically, settlers can build 13,000 house units without any official approval. From the settlement of Misgad Zeev, Shirin Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.